last day of the year. 2023 is almost over with. How many of you fulfill your goals? Chiefs aren't winning. No, it's not. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. So how many people set goals actually in life? Yes, sometimes people don't just fly by the seat of their pants, what have you. They got expectations. They don't really set goals. And that's okay. That's okay. Just as long as you're accomplishing God's will for your life, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter how long it takes. It took Noah quite a few years for him to finish that ark. But you know what? He finished it. And it was just in time. Notice the water didn't come until after he finished it, the flood. If you got your Bibles, open up to John 17. It's the last part of trusting in God. That is one of the most important things that we can do in our life, not just trust God, but it's also, can God trust us in what he has given us and provided for us? Trusting in him. It got to that place where I had to trust in the Lord in certain areas of my life in order, when it came to giving. I had to trust him. I had to trust him at his word. This is what it says. If I can trust him with my faith in him and believing in him for my salvation, how come I couldn't trust him in this small area when it came to my finances? How come I can't trust him in this area when it comes to healing? How come I can't trust him in this area over here? So the thing is that you got to get to the place to where you start walking in what he's already spoken to you and what he's already said through his word. Either you're healed or you're not. You can keep limping your way through life, but it's not going to help you. Either he's done it already 2,000 years ago, or he hasn't. And the thing is, he has. So you got to step into that. It's important for you to step into that. What have you accepted? Is that all that you're going to be? What have you accepted in your life? What society has told you. You can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I'll never amount to anything because I never went to school. So what? So what? You could be educated in the Word of God and that'll be enough. Well, I didn't get that college degree. Well, you saved a lot of money. What the Lord has got for you, what the Lord has for you, doesn't necessarily mean you needed a college degree for it. Now, if what he needs for you to do requires a college degree, go and get it. But you don't have to look down upon somebody because they don't have one. Well, you got to go and get it. Listen, I saved a lot of money. My degree was in criminal justice. I didn't finish up. I went to school long enough to be a doctor. But I never allowed someone else's story for my life, their narrative for my life, determine what God had for me. Now I just had to get to the place to where I had to trust him in that position. John 17. Says, after saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son so he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the one, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you have gave me to do. Jesus brought glory to the Father on earth by completing the work he was given. What work were you given? And will you finish? Just the fact that you're here, you are capable of finishing. But what work were you given? What were you told to do by God? It isn't just your job. It's a specific thing that deals in the ministry. What did he tell you to do? If it's just to share your faith on a daily basis, do it. Well, Lord, I don't have this big time ministry. You don't need a big time ministry. We're here to make him famous, not ourselves. Jesus accomplished everything that he was sent to do. And we know that when he was on a cross, those three life-giving words that he spoke, it is what? It's finished. He completed it. It was a done deal. Your addiction, finished. Your sickness, disease, well, I'm going to have to carry this for a long time. No, you don't. You drop it right now in the name of Jesus. You got cancer operating in your body, be healed by the stripes of Jesus right now. Those who are watching, be healed right now. Receive it right now. Who are you to say that? Child of God, son of God. He said it was a finished work. It's a finished work. The beating, the lashings, the humiliation, being spit on, talked about, lied to his face, falsely accused. It is finished. So whatever you go through life, no matter how bad the situation looks, allow God to finish the work that he has started in you. Allow him to. For this season, allow him to finish. Don't quit. If you're going through hell, why on earth would you want to stop there? A lot of people stop in hell, on earth. All the stuff that they're going through, they just stop. They just give up. Why would you want to keep going? Keep moving. Keep it moving. Come on. Move it or lose it. Keep it moving. Jesus brought glory to God because by completing the work of the Father, he gave him to do. By completing the work the Father gave him to do. So here's the thing. When you get into agreement with God to finish his good work, all of heaven is going to back you up with it. When you decide that you're going to take that step to complete and do what the Lord has called you to do, all of heaven is going to back you up. But guess what? All of hell is going to stop you. Try and stop you. Let's change that up. They can't stop you. They're going to try and stop you. But can they stop you? No, they don't. Why? Because he gave all authority to everyone. God doesn't hand out participation trophies. I know our generation does that at times. That gets on my nerves so much. You're on a team, you get a trophy. Uh-uh. You're on a team, you get a uniform. When you win, you get a trophy. You come at the top. That means you're going to have to put in the work, not just chase butterflies in the field. You don't have to just get by every single day of your life. You can win every single day of your life. But you got to keep him the center. You got to keep him the main thing. He said, I have come to give you life in John 10:10 and to give it to you more abundantly. John 10:10, the Passion translation says this, a thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to what? Steal, slaughter, and destroy, but I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. The thief always has that one thing in his mind. I'm going to steal from you. I'm trying to figure out ways on how I can stop you from doing what God has called you to do. I'm trying to figure out ways on how I can steal from you. I'm trying to figure out ways how I can keep you from listening to what the Lord has spoken to you in that secret time that you spent with him. I know what your prayer, what you've been believing the Lord for. I'm going to figure out a way to stop you from doing that. When you get a word, they're trying to send somebody across your path to just redirect you, sidetrack you. I'm just kind of to that place to where in life, it's like somebody tries to say something to me, and if the Lord hasn't already spoken to me, God bless you, I'm going to just put that to the side. I'm going to just put that to the side. Why? Because I can hear from the Lord myself. But you don't like correction? No, I love correction. I just don't like manipulation. God's children can be manipulated. That stuff don't work on them. So how do you know somebody's doing that? I said, well, you know what you believe in the Lord for. You know what he's spoken to you through his word. Number one, it needs to line up with his word. Number two, you know what you do and what you don't do. You know what you said and what you didn't say. And the Lord knows what you meant by that when he said it. So how is somebody going to come and tell you something different than what God has spoken to you? They want you to go off course. Now, if what they say to you lines up with what the Lord has already spoken to you here, it's just confirmation. Not that you need it. That's just confirmation. A thief always has in mind what they want to do. They want to steal. And they will try to do that. So I'll never send someone, I don't think I've ever had, but I'll never send someone to do something or to tell something to someone else that the Lord told me to say to them. I won't have my wife tell somebody else when the Lord said, you go and tell that person so-and-so this and this and this. I'm not going to sit there and try to convince my wife to say it because I don't want to say it because it may come off. You got to do that. That's part of that spiritual growth that you're supposed to, you know, you're hearing from the Lord. Now you're going to act on the word and what he's given you. Don't be afraid to fact check stuff. You got to fact check it. Somebody giving you something to say, fact check it. What do you mean? Go to that person who they told you to go to and ask them a question. And then you're going to find out the whole answer. Whether they're lying or not, your spirit will know. Spirit of God will know. Fact check it. Just ask a simple question. The enemy. Only one thing in mind, he wants to steal, slaughter, destroy. Jesus wants us to have everything in abundance. Everything in abundance. Everything. Your relationship, your marriage, everything in abundance. Your relationship with your children, everything in the mind, that eternal life that he has given you here on earth, to knowing the Father, not just knowing the Father and having information about him. People can talk about God, but they don't really know God at times. He wants you to know him in abundance, to get to know him closely, intimately. So you're able to keep growing in those times. Because when you keep growing, there's another level to unlock. There's another level that you got to get to unlock. He says, as those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So we talk about being a child of God, but see, there's another level. Being a son of God, son or daughter of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You want to be led when you're doing those things. So when you hear it in prayer time, or you could be driving, you could be at work, and the Lord says, go and say, give this person this word. You're able to do it. You don't have to send someone else to do it. That's called being obedient to the Lord. You're able to do it. And John 1:4 says this, the word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. It's only through Jesus that you can have this eternal or spiritual life. It's only through him. You're not going to find it in other things. You're not going to find it in the world and what the world has to offer. You're not going to find it in Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, or Saturday football. You're not going to find it there. Although it's exciting, but it won't give you life. I live my life in that, chasing after a ball, after a ring. It didn't bring me life. It brought me a lot of dissatisfaction after I accomplished it. I was not fulfilled. I was empty. after obtaining that ring, which I don't even know where it's at anymore, it was empty. Why? There was no life in it. Jesus wasn't the center. Hoops was. And you can throw whatever in there that the Lord might be telling you on certain things. In John 3:36, it says this, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. Certain people will prey on your downfall. Not just P-R-A-Y, but P-R-E-Y. They will prey on your downfall. Thieves do that. They prey on your downfall. Jesus is not preying on your downfall. True believers aren't going to prey on your downfall. They're not going to pray that you miss it. If you do miss it, that you do come back to Christ. And part of believing in Jesus is submitting to him. Are you able to submit to his word? Are you able to submit everything that you have? Well, I'm about 95% there, Pastor Tim. Okay, what about the other 5%? Let's work on that. Are you fully submitted? Because that might get you to the next level and where he wants you to go and what he wants you to do or who he wants you to minister to or what have you. I said, well, maybe that's what's keeping you, that 5%. If you don't know how to share your faith, practice in the mirror. Practice at home. Rehearse it. That's okay. Everybody rehearses stuff. I mean, my goodness, it's just, if you're rehearsing your pain and anguish, I said, that's the problem. But rehearse it. Nothing wrong with that. And then here's the thing. Believe the Lord for an opportunity to be able to use it. To be able to speak to someone. Expect today I'm going to minister to somebody. I'm going to share my faith with somebody else, with another believer or with an unbeliever. Lord, I'm not going to be ashamed to talk about you in front of people. You ever gotten to that place to where the people were talking and you just kind of feel, ooh, I don't know much. Man, I need to read more or something. You don't have to be that way about Jesus, because when you're spending that time with him, you're getting to know him already. You can just chime on in. And John 11 says this, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life, and who believes in me will live even after dying. Even when it seems like we lose, we still come out on top. And the only way that we can attain life is by believing in Jesus. There is no other way. And he has come to give you life, and the enemy comes to steal away your life. There's a woman that was at the well that Jesus was talking with in John 4. It says, then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Now here's Jesus, just got through talking. Oh my goodness, I put, didn't check that one, spell check, it says stalking. No, he wasn't stalking. With the Samaritan woman, he was talking with the Samaritan woman. Now, he already had sent the disciples. The Bible talks about that he was tired. Earlier in the chapter, he was tired. And then the disciples went to go get some food. So now he's sitting here talking to this woman, and he's telling her all this stuff about herself. Go and get your husband. I don't have a husband. That's right. You don't have a husband. You've had 5 husbands. And the one you're living with now is not your husband. Jesus wasn't going off of hearsay. He knew it eternally because he knew all things. And the thing about it is, this woman was so excited because of the love and the compassion and the life that was coming from him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. She went and told everyone else in the village, come and see this man this the Messiah who told me everything that I have done. Now, how many people can go around saying that? You knew all my business and told me my business. Now I'm going to go tell other people about what you said about me. There's not too many people who are going to say that. But she did, because there was no condemnation in that. He was genuine. He was real. He was honest. He was truthful. He was trustworthy. That's the life, that eternal life that's in us. I said, we want people to be able to be drawn to the life that's living in us rather than being repelled. And all of that is in every single believer. Even Jesus got tired and he rested. You get tired, rest. Drink some water. Get yourself a Little Debbie's. Elijah got tired. Angel fed him. Gave him some food. Get your strength back. I remember back in the days, they used to have this thing. I used to love them. Susie Q's. You remember those? Man, those were good. It is. It is a Little Debbie snack. The life force that is beaming through your eyes, people will see that. When you have that genuine relationship with God, they're going to be drawn towards you. Not because it's you, your personality per se, it's just because Jesus that is living in you that's coming out. Our nourishment should come from doing the will of God, not the will of man. When we're doing the will of God, this is where we get true nourishment. We can be malnourished at times. Right now, honestly, I'm malnourished. When you're obese, you're malnourished because it's not a balanced diet. We're going to get nourished, not just by doing the will of God, but by eating a balanced meal. Amen. You will get more joy out of doing the will of God than you would out of being part of this world. Nourishment is the food that will sustain you. Candy is good. Chocolate is good at times. But if you feast on that every single day, it'll be unhealthy. If we feast on the things that the world has to give us every single day with nothing else, we're going to be malnourished. You're going to be a little more crankier. You're going to be a little hard to get along with. You're going to be really negative all the time. I mean, it's just, people will see it. Okay? You won't be able to finish God's work in your life if you're focused on what the world wants you to do rather than what God has done for you and what he wants to do through you. We don't want to be malnourished. Ecclesiastes 7:8 says this, finishing is better than what? Starting. Patience is better than pride. So no matter how long it takes you to finish the work that God has given you, finish it. Still working on that project? Finish it. That bathroom's going to get finished. We got people finishing it. Some of you may think that, you know, the work that God has been doing in you has come to a halt. Like you don't see anything productive operating in your life or happening in your life. It's like you're wandering in a desert. That's okay. God may want you in a desert. You know, when Moses brought the Israelites out, it wasn't to take them to the promised land. It was so that they can go worship the Father in the wilderness. And that's exactly what they did. Some of you might be wandering in the wilderness right now. But you know what? Don't take your eye off Jesus. No matter where you're at. Some of your prayers may have been, are you there, God? It's me. I haven't heard from you in a long time. Finish what I've given you to do. You haven't finished that. Even if you have to go back and ask for forgiveness over there, go and do it, and then finish what I've given you to do. Finish what God has started in you. Learning to rest when all the chaos is breaking out around you. That's a great gift that we have. That peace that surpasses all understanding. The world could be looking at your problem. People and your family and your friends and even strangers could be looking at what's going on in your life. They could be hearing all the things that's going on, but yet you're still at peace. That's a great thing to have, and that's a beautiful relationship that you have with Jesus. Your nourishment comes from doing the will of God. You already believe in him. Now finish what he has given you to finish. The Son of Man was manifested that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Jesus finished that, and the last work will be death. He's finished it. He's already accomplished it. No more sickness. No more disease. No more addictions. No more headaches. No more cataracts. No more deaf ears. No more irritable bowel syndromes. No more herniated discs. No more broken bones. He's already accomplished all of it. But I've experienced this. That's okay. Get your experience lined up with the Word of God. We don't ever put our experience over God's Word. We don't fit that in there. We adapt our life to the Bible, to His Word. Well, the people are getting early stage Alzheimer's. Ain't nothing God can't fix. If you're experiencing that, somebody told you that, reject it right now in the name of Jesus. Because the memory of the righteous is blessed. And you are righteous because you believe in Jesus. He's made you righteous. It's not your righteousness. It's God's righteousness that's on you. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to pray for those in for 2024, that God reveals all those who are for you. Not those who are against you, just those who are for you. Those who are against you, you just pray for them. Those who are against you, that's trying to stop your purpose, just pray for them. You don't have to listen to what they're saying. They can say whatever they want. Just pray for them. Keep yourself in love. Why get all messed up and all hindered and all out of sorts just because somebody else don't agree with you? No, I can agree to disagree. My wife and I, we agree to disagree a lot. I mean, just with our sports teams and stuff. And good night. One of these days, my team's going to win when it matters. But it doesn't mean you got to get all of sorts because somebody disagrees with you. And here, I'm going to take it a step further. I said, even politically. Ooh, because that's a big one there. Because that's a great divide. I think that divides people more so than anything else. Well, you're not a Republican, so I'm not going to agree with you. Well, you're not Democrat, so I'm not going to agree with you. I said, well, God is neither. Because the kingdom of God ain't here to take sides. It's here to take over. I'm on that side. Well, you got to lean this way. No, the Bible tells us to stand firm. and his word. I put his word over politics every day of the week. Over the government, every day of the week, even though the government rests on his shoulders. Every day of the week, I'd rather have his word in my life. Come on. Don't shout me down now. Time to level up. It's time to level up. And you can't do that without love. Time to level up. Got to level up. That's important. You go from being a child of God to a son of God, to a daughter of God. A daughter and son of God are those who will listen and let the Holy Spirit lead them to doing what they're called to do, rather than somebody else trying to get them to do something. You're led by the Spirit of God. So be led. Let the Holy Spirit do the leading, doing the prompting, doing the pushing, so to speak. Get you to step out in your faith. Allow the Holy Spirit to do that to you. You'll know. You'll know. If somebody else is trying to do it, here's the thing, you'll know. I got to step out in my faith more. Well, I got to bring 15 people to the Lord this week. If that ain't the Holy Spirit, let it go. I want to see a miracle every single day. God can do a miracle every single day. But I'd rather you live in a blessing. Because if you're living in a blessing, you won't need a miracle. Because miracles come at a crisis. Miracles come when there ain't nothing else to do. You don't need a miracle for your finances. Some of y'all don't. For your finances. Lord, I need $2,500 for my mortgage. You okay? You need a miracle. But when you're living in a blessing, you're able to pay it every single month and with some left over so that you may give to every charitable donation. I want y'all living in a blessing. Every single person here. I've refused to be a stumbling block for anyone. Why? Because I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And that should be our desire, to be led by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, you wake up in the middle of the night, you can pray for your spouse. You can pray for your husband. Stop snoring. Any of the men in here? I said, it could be women too. I said, you guys got on Top Gun mode. You got the CPAP. Get some good rest though, don't you? That's what they tell me. I was laying in my bed one night and laying on my side, and I literally felt myself stop breathing. I said, all right, let me turn on over to the other side. Let me sit up and open up my mouth. But pray for them. When was the last time you prayed for your spouse? When was the last time you prayed for your children? When was the last time you prayed for these officials here in this nation? Mr. Joe Biden. When was the last time you prayed for him? So I pray for his memory so he won't forget stuff. I pray for him to be out. No. Hallelujah. No. 2024. Make it count. Make it count. God's going to take us to a whole new level. A whole nother level. And it's going to be wonderful. In the midst of chaos, and I know some people are prophesying doom and gloom, but in the midst of chaos, we're going to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And you're going to be winning and winning and winning. Why? Because you kept him the center of your life. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep the Lockmans in your prayer. Julie went home to be with the Lord, so make sure you're praying for Faith and her family and stuff. So, Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. And we thank you that, Lord, that we can trust in you fully, Lord. So all those who need healing in their bodies right now, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it. Receive it. Receive it. Any finances, receive it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for those open doors, those opportunities for people sowing. Money cometh into them, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you for hearts restored back to you, Lord. We thank you for being able to fully walk in the love that you have given us so that we may love one another. Your word says, and this is how they'll know you are my disciples, your love for one another, Lord. We thank you for that. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Enjoy your last day here in 2023.
Here on earth, not mine.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.